Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. Do you know that the average global household income is $12,235 per year? Four times the global average is just under $49,000. So for many of you, I imagine your household brings in a good bit more than that. Considering our ease, our abundance, our Christmas spending, we are a fabulously wealthy people, relative to the 8 billion people alive today, and certainly relative to all of humanity past. We Americans are among the wealthiest people that have ever existed on planet Earth. According to scripture, this means we are camels in need of an impossibly tight squeeze. There's this scene in the Gospels when a rich young Jewish ruler asks Jesus how he can enter the kingdom of heaven. Though this man believes he is a good person, he has this nagging feeling that there is something missing in how he is living out his religion. Eventually, Jesus says to him, "If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." That's Matthew 19:21. If you know the story, then you know that the young man walked away from Jesus sorrowful and dejected. Despite his considerable wealth, the entrance fee to the kingdom of God was more than he was willing to pay. Jesus then said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Jesus was revealing that though the young man thinks he worships God, he really worships his possessions, his money. His wealth affords him comfort, security, reputation, and independence. It was all in service of the self, and this is whom the rich man truly worships, self. Now, if you are paying attention to this exchange, then an electric shock should strike at your American heart. Even if we don't have much compared to those wealthier, compared to the billions of others, we have great possessions. We are comfortable. We numb our struggles with pills and screens and indulgences. We have few actual needs, yet we overflow with wants. We have accumulated so much, built our own little kingdoms, and we have it pretty good. This text forces us to ask, am I, wealthy American that I am, like this rich man? In spite of all my religious fervor, do I love money, possessions, comfort, security, myself, more than I love Jesus? Giving your possessions away, forsaking comfort and security and reputation, it's not a payment. It's a response. If he has loved you and given himself for you, then what a joy to give everything away if only to magnify the name that is above every name. Like Paul writes, "Whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him." That's Philippians 3:7-9. So don't miss what Jesus is saying. He is not telling all of his followers to sell everything and become poor themselves. Rather, Jesus is telling us to shed the idols from our lives. This passage stands as a warning to us. Our possessions dangerously tempt us away from God. So we must ask ourselves, are we like the rich man? Are we willing to give up everything for the sake of Jesus? If you have finished raising your children, would you leave them behind to advance the gospel? Would you give everything away to serve the poor and needy? If following Jesus meant persecution and the sacrifice of your health, would you go? I know these are hard questions. I could add all kinds of clarifications to soften these questions, but Jesus doesn't. His words are stark and full of force, and the people who want to be comforted with softer words are the very ones who need to hear what Jesus said to the rich young ruler, "Sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." And perhaps there's no better time to consider where our treasure is than during the Christmas season. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.